Public libraries, like parks, are places that draw families.
Hey, come on in. It's pretty crowded. You might want to go in the back door.
Okay.
Parents and their children have come to the Sequoia Library branch in Madison to hear books read out loud.
Before I start my first story, I brought my special bell, and whenever I ring this special bell, it's a very special time.
Story time!
This library activity is closely supervised and parents near at hand, but older kids using other library materials have more freedom. Concern over access to online pornography prompted Congress to pass the Child Internet Protection Act 2 years ago. A pair of similar bills were struck down. This one is currently being decided by the nation's high court.
Here at the Sequoia branch, we've got 3 public internet terminals that people can come in and sign up for a half hour at a time. There is currently no filtering on the machines.
However, Madison library worker Greg Drexler says suitable sites for kids are suggested, and children under 8 years old aren't supposed to use the internet without an adult. Even so, Catherine Coleman, a Madison mother, would like pornographic and other adult sites blocked out.
As a parent, I feel like I don't have a lot of say over what my kids are exposed to, and even though I believe in freedom of speech, I also believe that we have the right to have some protection and that not all things are appropriate for children.
There are others who think filters can be helpful, depending on how they're used. Esther Travis is a retired Madison school teacher.
If it's put on and not supervised, might as well not be there.
A computer expert on internet safety agrees parents should be involved. Tom Schleppenbach touts a school curriculum called Kids Improving Security. He says filters do have value despite their limited protection.
But I am a believer in educating our youth to do the right things online in the first place, so they know that to hack into a company's network is the wrong thing, or if you start to see certain things that are online that are inappropriate, then, you know, alert your parents and tell them, hey, this is what I'm seeing, so it can at least be explained.
There are 387 public libraries in Wisconsin. Nearly all have internet access, but only 17% use filters. That despite the potential threat of losing federal funding for not doing so. Lisa Strand is with the Wisconsin Library Association.
It may or may not be useful to accept the money if the filtering costs exceed the amount that they would gained from the federal grant.
Marshfield is one public library which does filter internet use, but only on one of its 10 computers. That way, parents can steer their children to a certain machine. This appeases those supporting free speech rights while offering limitations for those worried about what their children might see online. Library Director Lori Belangia.
We're not against protecting children. This is clearly, we want to see every child have a safe environment. It's just that is the responsibility of parents.
Marshfield's library uses one of the most popular internet filters, Cyber Patrol. Belangia says about 20% of what shouldn't get through does, and the same amount is blocked when it doesn't need to be. It was concern over free speech rights and flawed filters that prompted a Philadelphia court to strike down the Children's Internet Protection Act. Next year, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide how far government can go in trying to protect children from online pornography and what strings Congress may attach to federal funding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.